curiously start on the defensive line. Just as far as, you know, have you narrowed down maybe? We know one, probably Fairbanks, but maybe we don't even know that. But can you tell us a little bit further as far as what you're looking at starter-wise at this point?
Well, you know, we don't have any starters, you know, set in stone right now. We've got some young men that are stepping up. Ben Harper, big 6'6", 330-pounder. He's coming on. You know, he's been running with the ones for the most part. You know, at the other nose position, you know, you got several guys. You got a Pedro Padron. We've had, you know, we have a young man by the name of Keon Seabrooks. You know, got a lot of talent. You know, he's been kind of battling an ankle sprain, so we haven't really wanted to push him. He's very important to us. So, you know, from the flashes we've seen of him, we're excited about what he can give us. At the defensive end positions right now, you know, R.J. Harrison has been, you know, a great, you know, fine for us. You know, he's very athletic at right there on the edge. The strong side end, you know, a lot of guys are going for it. We're kind of holding that right now. Fairbanks has been doing a nice job inside. You know, we got some guys competing, and you know, just got some hard-nosed guys, so we're excited about that. But you know, looking for that other edge guy right now, and you know, hopefully someone will step up.
Keon Seabrooks, is that the kid from Warner Robins?
Yes.
How is everything kind of sticking in the kids' mind? Have they been picking up the offense pretty well?
Yeah, for the most part, it's been, you know, our young guys have kind of plateaued at the receiver position. You know, there's a lot of way too much indecision going on. But again, they're pretty focused. But you know, I got a little dejected today because you know, Saturday is a week from first game, so we got one big spot at the receiver position still to you know, fill up, and you know, we're hoping someone steps up and grabs it this week.
We've talked about the third spot right now. I'm assuming that been narrowed down? Are you looking more for a fourth guy as the open spot?
Well, it's really the fourth spot right now we're looking for, because, you know, a young man out of Junction City, Lawyer Davis, has, you know, pretty firmly secured going to be that third guy out there right now. And he's going to be doing a lot of things for us. He's a tremendous talent. We were extremely lucky to get him. He's to me, he's as good an in-state kid as you could. He's as good an out-state guy. I would have taken Lawyer Davis as an out-state recruit. He's going to return kicks and punts for us, do all special teams, you know, play at the slot receiver for us. So he's going to wear you know, a lot of hats for us, and we're excited about what he can do.
Is he also punting? Is that what we're seeing?
He's got some punting skills. I mean, he's you know, he is in the you know, hunt for the punter's position. He might you know, be in the lead right now, but you know, I mean, you know, when you got a guy that athletic that's booming the ball, I mean, he's averaging probably about 60 yards a punt, I mean, just in the air. So the kid's just he's kind of a freakish talent, and again, we really lucked out getting him.
I got one just on the quarterbacks. Assess what you saw today.
They're coming around obviously. You know, Graham's arm stands out, but you know, Gimmel's a tremendous athlete, and you know, we can you know, I think we can win with both of those guys. LaSalle keeps coming on, and then Gomez is steady, and you know, great talent as well for freshmen. So you know, I would say for the out of state job right now, again, it's a neck and neck battle with Graham and Gimmel. No one's really stepping up and grabbing it. You know, hopefully someone will here. Hopefully you know, we'll see Graham get a little bit more you know, confident in what he's doing with the offense.